which had come loose and housed innumerable bugs. Near the ceiling, long lines of bugs marched all day like columns of soldiers, and at night came down ravenously hungry, so that one had to get up every few hours and kill them in hecatombs. Sometimes when the bugs got too bad, one used to burn sulphur and drive them into the next room, whereupon the lodger next door would retort by having his room sulphured and drive the bugs back. It was a dirty place, but homelike, for Madame F. and her husband were good sorts. The rent of the rooms varied between 30 and 50 francs a week. The lodgers were a floating population, largely foreigners, who used to turn up without luggage, stay a week, and then disappear again. They were of every trade: cobblers, bricklayers, stonemasons, navvies, students, prostitutes, ragpickers. Some of them were fantastically poor. In one of the attics there was a Bulgarian student who made fancy shoes for the American market. From 6 to 12 he sat on his bed, making a dozen pairs of shoes and earning 35 francs. The rest of the day he attended lectures at the Sorbonne. He was studying for the church, and books of theology lay face down on his leather-strewn floor. In another room lived a Russian woman and her son, who called himself an artist. The mother worked